Today's April 21st, 2025. Current Bitcoin price is $88,502.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
What's going on, Rick?
Oh, you know, just watching the markets and watching everyone freak out. Though, it feels like it's pretty good. Bitcoin's holding its own for now, at least.
Yeah. No, it's been, I don't know. There were a lot of posts yesterday on 420 where people were saying that, you know, Bitcoin's price was going to, you know, go up today. And I was like, well, I wonder what their logic was behind that. I didn't see anything that would made me think that, but lo and behold, I mean, we have seen a nice little price rally today. I mean, yeah, we moved up pretty nicely. What, we were down around 83,000 when trading began today, and now we're at 88,502. So, not a bad little jump that we've seen for the day. I don't know. What were your thoughts on why the market's doing what it's doing?
You know, sometimes I just don't know. I can't say. I mean, we've held on to that Bitcoin because we're not letting go just yet. You know, we're still hanging on to that hope.
Yeah.
Though I know a lot of retail got the heck out.
Yeah.
You know, after some of this. Well, some people got out right at the top with President Trump, and then that'd be like the first time that retail's ever timed it correctly, because usually they're the ones who jump in and last and then hold the bag as everything burns. So,
yeah,
that's kind of what's giving me faith.
Yeah, and I think the other part of it, too, that we could be seeing with some of that price rise is, I mean, it could just be that the dollar's getting so weak today. A lot of stuff with Trump and other things going on and the macroeconomic conditions with the tariffs and all that other jazz. But we can talk about that here in a little bit. How are our theoreticals looking right now?
Okay. Well, if you would have theoretically purchased some Bitcoin back in October 2023, that's later part of October, $3,000 would have netted you 0.0885 Bitcoin. And at today's price, that's $3,000 is now worth $7,832, which is doing better from last time.
Yeah.
We've seen it over 9,000 before, so I mean, it's not the obviously as good as it's been, but the second theoretical purchase is now over a year old, which would have happened right at the halving on April 19th, 2024. And $1,000 would have bought you 0.01564 Bitcoin, which is now worth 1384. So 38% gain in that time. Not a bad return.
No, not bad. It's not, it hasn't been, we've seen better all the way across the board, right? Like, I mean, you've kind of talked about that with some of our theoreticals, but I mean, we're still in the positive no matter what.
Yeah, at least for now.
Yeah, at least for now. You were talking back in, I think last time we recorded, because we missed a week. We missed almost 2 weeks, basically, huh?
Yeah, somebody was globetrotting,
yeah,
or something.
Something like that. Yeah, because we had talked about, I think we were recorded on a Sunday. I think we recorded on the 6th. And then it was that we were talking about Black Monday on the stock market, right?
Yeah, potentially.
And it looks like Bitcoin actually, it did go down that day. It went down to, you know, right around the high $73,000 mark. And then, you know, we got a nice little W pattern and then it's kind of rebounded back out of there, but it's been pretty chaotic. And then when we look at the ETF flows too, it looks like, I mean, it was a sea of red from the 3rd going all the way until it looks like the 14th. We had one positive day with 1.5 million in inflows, which is, I mean, that's just abysmal. And then the 15th looked a little bit better. We had a sell-off day on the
16th. 76 is a heck of a lot better.
Yeah. But then it was like wiped out immediately on the 16th. And now it looks like we got some positive trends going on. The 17th, right before Good Friday, had 106 million. And then today so far, which we still don't have BlackRock numbers, 339 million in the flows today. Yeah. So
minus BlackRock numbers, that's pretty darn good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a pretty solid day. There's a large sea of red that has got to get recouped on, but it's looking a lot better. And, you know, I think you kind of touched on this a little bit. It's nice seeing the resiliency of Bitcoin right now. Bitcoin almost hit 90,000 a day. So it was up 2.6%. I mean, it's got close to 90,000. We're not there yet. I think that's a big, right now, that's a big resistance level.
Stock, 86 was the resistance level for the past couple of weeks. So it broke through that today, finally.
Yeah. And I thought I saw something saying where it needed to get above 89.8 or something like that. If it can get above that, then it should be able to break all the way through further. But we'll have to just kind of see how that plays. But the stock market took a tumble today. So the Dow Jones fell by 972 points. S&P dropped 125. And the NASDAQ dropped 416 points. So the only things that really looked like they did fairly well today were both Bitcoin and gold.
What's gold at?
Gold currently is at $3,452.
Oh my gosh.
Which, I mean, when you talk about it, like, I remember, and I think it was only about, I don't even know if it's been a month, when gold first hit 3,000 for the first time.
Yes.
And now it's gone up another $452 on top of that.
Yeah.
Gold's been actually on a nice little tear lately.
No, it's been quite the tear for gold, at least. Well, I mean, this is all-time high prices. I mean, when we started this podcast, every time we check on gold prices, it'd be like $1,800,
mm-hmm.
something like that. And it just stayed there for years and years and years. And ever since basically around October 7th, it's really taken off. Actually, before that, it started taking off.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Interesting times. But you know what? Bitcoin usually follows the markets, and it's when the markets go down, Bitcoin goes down. And at least for the time being, it's a little bit decoupled. We'll see if that sticks.
Yeah, we would have to actually see. Yeah, I mean, that's you're hitting it right on the head. That's the biggest question. Like, tomorrow, is it going to just all of a sudden tank along with the rest of the stock market, or is it going to continue to kind of go up? The interesting thing, though, too, is that silver's had a hard time lately trying to, you know, kind of break out of its price pattern. It's still up higher than what it's been in a long time, but it's not seeing the gains like what Bitcoin and gold is doing. And I mean, the unfortunate thing for Bitcoin, though, too, still is that we're still not back to where we were, you know, off the all-time high so far.
Well, I'm hoping that things will change on that front here soon, but you just never know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it'll be interesting, because this is going to be, if this goes into recession, this is the first real recession that Bitcoin has seen. And we'll see how it performs.
Yeah. I think they are expecting one. We'll have to see too. I'm curious to see what the Q2 numbers come out like. Right. And then once Q2 numbers come out and then we get a Q3 numbers, like if those are both on the decline, then yeah, I would. And, you know, unlike what they did under Biden, because remember we had the two quarters of negative GDP.
And they called it not a recession.
Yeah, they said it wasn't a recession. They went back and changed the definition. I wonder if they'll be quick to call out a recession this time. If the media will do that or not. Anyways, that's neither here nor there. The other big thing is that, you know, we've had some positive headwinds with some of our trading partners on the tariff front. And I think that could be, it's still causing all kinds of chaos in the markets, but it looks like Japan, South Korea, the European Union, United Kingdom, and Vietnam are some of the big players, along with Taiwan and India, coming to the table to actually want to, you know, a path of trade liberalization is what they want to call it, right? So if they can get that kind of going, I mean, in order for the United States to really kind of win this, they've got to get a bunch of countries on board, you know, and do it before China comes on board. And I think that's possible, but we'll have to kind of see how that plays.
No, it's things are definitely interesting. And I still don't know exactly what Trump's angle is, but the fact that he is getting all these different people to negotiate with him, I mean, that's pretty good. And just hopefully we don't start another war with Iran, because that almost happened in the past couple of weeks. So,
yeah, that would we don't need to escalate tensions anywhere else in the world right now.
Yeah, especially when they're backed by China and Russia. That could just be real bad.
Well, and I'm sure they would just flip it and be like, well, you guys have had a proxy war against Russia this whole time. We're going to give you a proxy war against China and Russia via Iran, you know?
Yeah.
Which, yeah, that wouldn't be good no matter what. But it's kind of interesting too, though, like Trump's budget, like they increased defense spending to $1 trillion, I think.
Yeah.
So,
well, they increased the budget in general.
I mean, yeah,
no matter what they say on the Doge front, the government keeps getting bigger. The deficit keeps getting bigger. So I don't know how much longer America can keep doing that, but it's lasted longer than I thought. So who knows?
Yeah. Well, and I mean, and that's the big thing. They've got to find a way to cut that. If they actually can make some money off the tariffs, which I don't know if they can or not, and then if they can actually get some reduction in government spending, which it doesn't look like they're doing, I don't know. And then if they can renegotiate the trade deals across the world, maybe we can play king reserve currency for another decade or something. I don't know. And the other thing that's kind of coming up is that Trump versus Powell. So Trump is kind of bashing Powell because he wants him to drop interest rates. All this chaos in the market, because he knows, like, if Powell announces they're going to cut rates, the market will pump. But at the same time, like, if Powell cuts too much, it's going to scare the market, right? Like, we've talked about that before.
Yeah. Well, especially if it starts pumping inflation.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's being Jerome Powell, you know, I really do think they put a good squeeze on the economy, raising interest rates and keeping them high. Yeah, I really do think we've been in a recession. And on the outside looking in, like all of us are, it just looks to me like it's almost like I said before the episode, it looks like a controlled demolition of our economy.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of pain in the streets. And I wonder if he's signaling, like, hey, if things go bad, the Fed's not bailing you out this time. That's kind of the impression I get.
It's possible. I was reading Lynn Alden's Broken Money, and she talked about the reason why the inflation hit so hard after COVID. And part of that was the helicopter money that came directly to the recipients. For some reason, it doesn't seem like, you know, I guess the general public, right? You know, hitting Main Street as opposed to Wall Street. For some reason, when that money gets sucked up into the vacuum of the stock market, it doesn't cause the same kind of inflation. Like, it's still inflating the dollar, but not in the same way that it does whenever we get the money.
No, it inflates
your assets. Asset prices. Yeah. And it makes us poor,
people,
right?
Get it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's kind of a theory of inflation is not just the expansion of the money supply. It's also the velocity of the money supply.
Yeah.
And if you give it to regular people, they spend it. And that increases the velocity because it gets spent and spent and spent. And
when you give it to rich people, they invest it.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. No, it's kind of odd. And I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, Trump is talking about wanting to get replaced Jerome Powell. He's waiting to see if the Supreme Court will allow him to do that. And then, I mean, the article is basically posting all kinds of stuff about how it's important that the Fed is independent and not swayed by political motives. But it's like the Fed is still kind of, it's a private company. I mean, it's a private bank for the most part.
Yeah.
The president gets to appoint some board members and stuff like that, but it's not really like Jerome Powell has said several times, like he's given the finger basically to Trump being like, no, I'm not going to cave to your motives, whatever they may be.
Right.
I don't know. With Bitcoin, we know what the money supply looks like, or, you know, what the inflation rate's going to be, or what it, when Bitcoin's coming out. We know that up until 2140.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. Which is a good thing. So anyways, it's kind of a wait and see type of event. Everything's kind of in a holding pattern. We've kind of broken some of that range. If we get to 90,000 tomorrow, I'll feel pretty good about Bitcoin again. Not that I've been feeling bad. Like I feel like we weren't near the end of the market yet, or the bull market. But yeah, I've been deploying dry powder this whole time.
Good times.
Yeah. I have been questioning myself. I'm like, do I buy all at once, or do I make micro buys? I've been buying three times a week, basically. But I lose it every time. It's so unfortunate. It disappears.
That's right.
Damn fishing boats.
Fishing boats.
Nope. Is there anything else you wanted to bring up?
That's it for me today, at least.
Yeah, same here. One other thing, I'm going to be on the Build a Mind podcast. So that's supposed to happen on Thursday. So if those of you that listen, check out the Build a Mind podcast, and I will be a guest on there. Not sure exactly what we're going to talk about yet. My mining experience with Bitcoin is very limited, but still at it. So thank y'all for listening.
Bye.